Welcome to the CMO Podcast, where we interview business owners, leaders, and marketing professionals to find out their lessons and stories for success.
Welcome to episode number 88 of what was the Paper Planes Marketing Podcast, and previously would also been the Simon Dell Marketing Podcast, and it is now transformed for a third time to a new brand called the CMO Marketing Podcast. And this is going to be a nice little short podcast to explain why it's changed its name again and who the hell CMO is and all those questions that must be just burning in your brain to want to know. So first up, I will tell you a little story. When we, and by we, I mean myself and my business partner, Matt, first started working together, we had a vision that we wanted to create something that was scalable across Australia, across hopefully internationally as well. We both came from similar backgrounds, marketing backgrounds, and we wanted it to be something that we knew we would enjoy and something that we knew we would be actually good at. And over a couple of years, we went through a lot of ideas, including some crazy blockchain ideas, all sorts of other ones that I'm not going to mention because some of them are a bit embarrassing. And we eventually settled on trying to build a piece of marketing software, which again, I won't go into too much detail with. Matt has a background in software development. He can build things. I can't, but he can. And we looked at the sort of software that we were going to build, and we went off down a dead end for about 3 months, in which Matt spent a lot of time, especially at weekends, building a piece of software that we eventually realized we were going to struggle to scale it. And the reason we were going to struggle to scale it was we needed time and we needed investment. And above and beyond anything else, we needed other people to help us with it. Software developers, UX experts, UI experts, that kind of thing. So we sort of parked that. But in the process, we also managed to register a domain name. And that domain name was cemoh.com, C-E-M-O-H. And for those of you that register domain names out there or have registered domain names, know how hard it is to find a domain name for your business, especially one that happens to be five letters long and a .com. So that was the name of the software. We still want to build that software, but we also realized that in the marketing space, there's a lot of marketing software. I think the last time we looked, there's something like 5,000 pieces of marketing software out there that you could sign up and use, cloud-based marketing software. And we also realized that if we did build that piece of software, we would need a route to market for it. So eventually we settled on the idea of building the infrastructure and building the route to market through a network of highly trained, highly experienced marketing consultants, which was essentially what myself and Matt were doing. But of course, when you're doing it yourself, you can't scale that because there is a limited amount of time that you have in the day and so on and so forth. So what we decided was that if we built a network of these people who could go in and help small to medium-sized businesses grow their business, work with CEOs and owners who are keen on growth and who are keen on expansion, that we would eventually be able to then build a piece of software that would help them do that. So we set about taking what we'd been doing in the past couple of years, which was digital marketing consultancy, and systemizing it, building some processes behind it, and putting it in a more attractive, clear package that we could sell to businesses who were looking for help. That it turned into CMO. The idea being with CMO that it's your in-house marketing outsourced. That's our current tagline that we're working with. That hopefully is clear to a lot of people. It simply means that we supply marketing people and marketing services on demand. And that could be senior strategists, that could be what we call achievers, which is the doers, the people in the marketing assistant, marketing manager roles. And we also have a selection of services that we can offer if you don't need anybody in your business. We realized when we spent 2 years out there that if you go and sit in somebody's office, in a business's office, if you sit with the rest of the team and see what they do and understand what they do on a day-to-day basis, you learn very quickly the best ways of helping them and growing their business. If you are detached and you're not working in their business, if you're turning up for a meeting once a month or once a quarter, it's very hard for you to understand the trials and tribulations of running a business. So that's the premise behind SEMO, that we deliver the very best outsourced marketing strategists, consultants, and implementation experts, irrespective of the size of your business. You can have them for a day a week, and you can have them for a short time or a long time, depending on the need. They can work on their own, and they can work alongside existing marketing team members and support existing people within the organization. So those are our three core businesses: SEMO Strategists, SEMO Achievers, and SEMO Services. That is the reason for the rebrand, because our business has evolved. It's not wildly different from what we were doing before, but it is a different proposition. So we felt that it needed a new name. And of course, we had that SEMO name sitting there. And we felt it needed a new brand, a new website, so on and so forth. So everything else that we are doing is gradually shifting over to the SEMO brand, the website, our emails, everything we're doing. We've started some free online training sessions that we're making available to everybody. We do those on a Monday afternoon. They will eventually be held within a educational platform where you can sign up and access all of that. And we already have SEMOs out there. We already have working out with clients. Our goal is to scale that. We're looking for more people who want to be SEMOs, who want to work a day a week out at a client. And we're looking for more people that are looking for that marketing help. If you're a small business and you don't have anyone inside your business doing marketing, SEMO is a perfect proposition for you. If you're a bigger business and you do have somebody inside your business already doing the marketing, but you think you might need some more help, or you might need a more senior person to help with some strategy or training or whatever it might be, again, we can help you with that. So that's a very quick update on where we're at. As I said, the podcast has changed its name. All the old podcasts will still be under the old name, because can't go back and edit 87 other podcasts. But everything from now on will be about the SEMO brand. So we hope you continue to tune in and listen to our podcast. We've got a lot more coming up. We're going to change ever so slightly the focus of what we do in the podcasts, and try and tackle more specific subject matters and topics on every one of them. But that is the premise for the SEMO brand. And if there's any questions, feel free to email me, simon@semo.com. And again, that's CEMOH.com. Or come into the website, www.semo.com, or come and find me on LinkedIn under Simon Dell.